Public Affairs show every Sunday at 7 o'clock, and then online at WHLC.com. And I think we have listeners in Boulder, Colorado. I know we have some in Colorado, but I don't know about Boulder, but how'd the race go in Boulder?
It was a good experience, Steve. Elected officials like to exaggerate what they've done. A lot of times, I'll just have to be honest, I finished last in my age class.
But
if you're going to lose, lose to the finest. And these were some of the best runners in the nation. They came from all over high-end track clubs, and it was great. I will say one thing. I want to put in a plug for Highlands. I met a man there. He's almost my age, Dr. Robert Quarles. We had a conversation before the race, the night before, and lives in Nevada. And we just started talking, and he said, well, you know, I got my PhD from Georgia, and he's very much involved in invasive species. And we started talking, and he says, oh, I know all about Highlands. I said, you do? He said, yes. He said, a lot of my research for my doctoral studies at Georgia were done at the Highlands Biological Station and the Coweta Station here in Western Carolina. He was talking about the research he did up here on the plateau. So it's a small world. But Dr. Quarles finished sixth in the race. Now, he's 70-something years old. We had 180 runners starting at age 35. He finished sixth. He's my age. He's a world-class runner. But, you know, I just had a good time talking to him. He knew all about the woolly adelgid and all the threats to the environment with invasive species all over the United States. So that was just a good experience.
Did he give you any tips or something? Or he's a good runner, and you're a good runner.
I think it's natural that he can run that fast.
We've got Halloween coming up October 31st. I think the rain may be during the day.
That is one of the most outstanding events the Chamber puts on, you know, in partnerships with the town every year. I will be at the Rotary Club hot dog stand. You know, we give out free hot dogs to all the trick-or-treaters and parents and everybody in attendance. And I hope you'll stop by the hot dog stand, which is down toward the end of Main Street by the Presbyterian Church and across from Smitten and Bardo. Just stop by, and I expect you to get a hot dog and enjoy the day. So we'll be passing out hot dogs. Last year, we cooked over 3,000 hot dogs, and we gave away over 3,000 hot dogs. At the end of the night, we had none left, and I'm sure that'll be the situation this year, too.
I can't stop at 2.
All right.
What's the limit?
Unlimited.
Okay. You're fresh up coming off of the community coffee the last Friday of every month, mm-hmm. and you had the Highlands Cancer Hospital CEO Tom Neal there. Got a fresh outlook on what's going to be happening with our hospital.
You know, it's good to have Tom, our CEO and Chief Nursing Officer for the Highlands Cancer Hospital, to give the group an update on what's happening with the hospital. And I'll just tell you, I'm very optimistic about the future of our hospital. I think Tom has shown the leadership with his team and staff to move the hospital forward with new services, improvements, especially in the capital area of equipment and facilities. So I'm very optimistic about the future of our hospital under his leadership, and I urge everyone to support the hospital. That's really the big challenge, and that is, if you have a medical need, go to our hospital and get services, and if they can't provide the service, they can help you get to the needed services.
Early voting going on right now. Our precinct is pretty large. I didn't know, and you told me it was 3,000.
Yeah, before we had Tom's presentation at the coffee, somebody asked me about the size of the precinct because I was urging everybody to go vote. Our precinct, which basically starts on the south side of town, goes all the way out to the Jackson County line. It involves the township of Highlands, the town of Highlands residents, and everybody on the outlying areas. It's about 3,000 voters. And the total number of voters in Macon County, registered voters, are about 14 or 15,000. So that's a nice chunk of voters. And I encourage everybody to go vote, because if we have a strong voting base here on the plateau, we get noticed when it comes to the folks at the courthouse and all the elected officials in the county and so forth. So I encourage everybody to go vote. As I've said before, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but I will say I support the quarter of a cent increase in the sales tax to bring it to 7% from 6.75, because it will go toward educational endeavors and it will benefit our young people and everyone. And I can even tie it into the hospital, and I'll tell you why. Tom and I, we were at this presentation, and Tom was talking about one of the critical needs for the medical industry now is to recruit and engage educated young people going into medical practices. Like, they've got a great CNA program here. HCA's created the Galen School of Nursing. And we all made the point that it begins with a good high school education, a young person coming out of high school prepared to learn a vocation and new skills. Having a new top-of-the-line high school in Franklin for Macon County will benefit all of us, because we will be making sure that we have an educated group of young people coming into the workforce.
I know we're going to talk a little bit later about the Macon County Board of Commissioners split on funding renovations for the high school and middle school. Do you want to talk about that? You want to do it later?
I'll be happy to talk about that right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it was in the newspaper. Several commissioners voted no on the renovations of the Highlands High School, and one commissioner voted no about replacing our soccer field, which has a terrible drainage problem.
Commissioner Higdon.
Yes, and then Commissioner Young and Higdon voted against, at this time, doing the renovations. I understand that they might have some concerns and everything, but we need to improve these facilities in Highlands. And I will tell you, our outgoing chairman of the Macon County Commission, Jimmy Tate, when that vote was taken and I was sitting right there, turned and said, "Well, don't you guys realize that half the funding for Macon County from the tax base comes from the Highlands Plateau?" And I had not said anything all night, but I kind of intervened and said, "Hear, hear, Commissioner Tate makes a good point." And it is a good point. I accept that we're a major part of the tax base, but we have needs here that need to be met. One is, we need a preschool program like all the other schools that are providing it in the county. I'll be advocating for these types of initiatives that will benefit the young people and the people of this community.
I'd love to get Commissioners Higdon and Young in here on the show one time. Maybe I can get maybe we can get them on the phone if they'll do that. Update us on the paving, because I've seen some paving projects all around.
We're kind of at a critical time in the year because we're worried about the cold weather. Asphalt needs to be put down when you have a day 45 degrees or higher. Bryson Construction has been making progress. They've resurfaced that section of Oak Street. They've resurfaced the First Street that was on the schedule. They have done Bruner Lane, which again was a part of the contract. I noticed that at the end of the week, they were staging equipment near Cullisager Drive, that extension area near Mirror Lake. They'll be resurfacing that. I know some people are saying, let's just keep it dirt and rock, but if we're going to address the sedimentation problem with Mirror Lake, that's the first line of attack, to keep that kind of sedimentation from getting into the lake. And then we have several other smaller projects, and we have Old Wall Hollow Road to be paved. So we'll be keeping track of that. We'll keep our fingers crossed that we have good, moderate weather conditions, and that allows for that paving to go on. But you're about to ask me the big question.
Well, you've got the word out now that if you see a pothole, you can email, you can call, you can send pigeons or something. Just let everybody know you've seen a pothole.
You can just send an email to me at mayor@highlandsnc.org, or you can call me on my cell phone or text me on my cell phone, 828-506-3138. And just let me know where they are, and we'll send out a crew as soon as possible to put what we call a hot mix asphalt to patch the holes. Some people get sometimes, I think, frustrated during the winter when we have a pothole, why we don't put asphalt there. Two reasons. Low temperatures below 45 degrees, it does not stick and take well. And then second of all, the asphalt company stopped making the hot mix. And what we can do during the winter is just put in some rock and hope that all the rock doesn't get scattered and washed away. So it's good to try to get the pothole situation resolved now before that long winter stretch starts.
It seems that the temperature has cooled about short-term rentals and the enforcement
I saw that there was an ad run in the paper about this issue on short-term rentals this week. And let me just bring everyone up to date where we are on the enforcement component. We did approve that ordinance saying that if you were operating a short-term rental before September 15th, you can continue under limited conditions. If you had not been operating a short-term rental before September 15th, and decided, for example, to start one October the 20th, that would be a violation. We have a software company that we've been working with who has been developing a specific software for our community. All the different variables have been put into place with that software where they can track for us those people that have been renting and those who have just started. Our staff that will be enforcing this ordinance has been going through training to learn to operate this software. The final touches on that software are being done in the next several days at the beginning of November. All of that will go active, and our staff in the zoning and code enforcement department will start tracking who was doing the short-term rentals prior to September 15th and who has just started, and fine and other protocols for those that have just started will be enforced.
Okay, well, I'm going to start training for my 3 or 4 hot dogs on the 31st. That's on Monday night.
Trick-or-treaters
are going to be going and right past Rotary Club, and you'll be right there handing them out.
It'll be a great evening, and I hope everybody can get out. And it seems to me that we're going to have good weather, Steve.
Tim was saying maybe during the day, and then it should be cool, but just perfect.
We'll see you there.